Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week, normally I interview veterans about their civilian career, what they do and how they got there, and advice they'd give to other veterans considering that career path. Today, I'm going to be doing something different, and that is covering 15 different resources that are free for veterans that I would recommend you check out. And before we dive into that, just three quick announcements. The first one is, on the website at beyondtheuniform.io, I've added an events section. And for those of you who are listening currently, both of the two events coming up will be launched in January of 2018. If you'd like to learn more about those events, go to the website. You can sign up in the events section to be notified when registration opens for those events. I'm really excited about this. It's a very different angle on what I'm doing at Beyond the Uniform, but I like the video conferencing format for both reprogramming as well as a look at consulting. So check out those events. Second of all, if you haven't had a chance to review Beyond the Uniform on iTunes, please do so. It really helps get the word out to more veterans. I know that a lot more people could benefit from this program and would love to have as big of an impact as possible. Lastly, and this is probably the most timely, if I am sounding better to you right now, that is because Beyond the Uniform got a healthy upgrade to its technology. Christmas came early to Beyond the Uniform, and I got a bunch of new equipment with the intention of increasing the production value of the show. If you do not think it sounds better, please let me know. Amazon gives me, I have 20 more days to return all of this stuff. So if this does not sound significantly better to you, let me know so I can return it to Amazon before they cut me off. So with that, let's dive into today's topic, which is 15 different resources I would recommend to veterans. A couple quick caveats on this. First of all, there's no rhyme or reason to the ordering here. I wanted to avoid the sense of kind of like the number one resource. I don't really think I'm in a position to evaluate that effectively, and I'm not really sure it's appropriate. I just wanted to highlight, as I reflected on the different conversations I've had in over a year now, and 130 episodes, different resources that have come up, either people I've interviewed or things that people have mentioned in interviews. And my intention is just to try and spotlight some of these great resources for you to consider. Most importantly, I just overhauled the directory section at beyondtheuniform.io, and there in the directory, you will find this and way more resources. You'll find ratings and reviews, and you'll be able to add your own resources. So if I have missed any of these, please go to beyondtheuniform.io, go to the show notes where there's links to everything we discuss and add it in the comments section, or go to that new directory functionality and let me know if this is helpful for you. Trying to put a little bit more time here because I realize there's so many great resources for veterans, but it can be really difficult to pinpoint them and know what's out there. So with that, we're going to dive right in. And so the first recommendation I would have for you to check out is a company called Guide On. And there'll be links to all of these in the show notes. But Guide On is great for their resume builder. They are building a technology where you can enter in what you did in the military, and they will help spit that out in a nice resume format. That is one of the biggest pain points that people talk about on the show. How do I explain my background? How do I talk about what I did in the military in terms that civilians will understand? Well, Guide On is building functionality to help exactly with that. The other reason I like Guide On is Beyond the Uniform episode number 64. I interviewed Anthony Garcia, and he is the founder of Guide On. He has an incredible story. He's just a really inspirational guy. I very much enjoyed our conversation, and it's great to hear more about Guide On in that interview, and also the story of how he started this and how they had, 24 hours left of money in the bank when they penned out their term sheet to get funding for Guide On. So a pretty edge-of-your-seat story. Resumes are big. In my reprogramming seminar, we go through this in a lot more detail. We go through some example resumes and you get a couple templates. But for the sake of the show, check out GuideOn. That's a great resource. The second one is probably one that longtime Beyond the Uniform listeners are already familiar with, but I got to give another plug for Service to School. Couple interviews for you, first of all, and we'll talk about what they do. Beyond the Uniform number 8, when Beyond the Uniform was just a baby, just a little infant crawling along, I spoke with Tim Cie, the founder. I'm sure I'm butchering your last name, Tim. Very, very sorry on that. But I spoke with Tim, who founded GuideOn, or Service to School, and he talks a lot about that and how he, what he designed that program for. Beyond the Uniform, episode number 92, I speak with Justine Evans. She talks about her background in education and what she was doing at the time with Service to School. And then Beyond the Uniform number 10, I speak with David Lee, and he talks about going directly from the Marine Corps to Stanford Business School and how Service to School helped him get in. So what I love about Service to School is when I left submarines and I applied to business schools, I reached out to every single veterans club at all of the different schools I applied to, and they connected me with ideally someone in submarines, if not someone in the Navy, if not someone in the military, and that person coached me and helped me on my resume, my application, and my interview. And the quality advice I got was different for every school. Every school has a different flavor in what they're looking for. And so having the on-the-ground opinion of someone at those schools was absolutely a game changer for me in preparing the 4 or 5 applications that I submitted. And I'm confident I would not have gotten in and gone to Stanford had it not been for the help of Kenji Jovig, who was and Mike Wynn, both of whom really helped me a lot with my application. What Service to School does is they do that exact same thing at scale. So when you reach out to them and you say, look, I'm thinking of going to college, or I'm thinking of going to law school or grad school or med school, they have a ton of resources to educate you about that, about the GI Bill, Yellow Ribbon, anything related to education. And they connect you with someone who is at that school. It makes such a big difference. I mean, honestly, I'm coming up almost to my 10-year reunion for Stanford Business School. And if you were to reach out to me for advice, I would be happy to talk to you. But I would say, look, talk to someone who's there now, because the schools are always changing. They're always changing in what they're looking for. And so you want to find someone as close to the source as possible. And that's what Service to School does. And it's absolutely free. So check that out. That's the second resource I would recommend. The third one I'd recommend is NUPOCC, quite possibly one of the biggest acronyms. It is N-U-P-O-C-C, if I'm not mistaken. In episode number 72, I talk with Michael Bradley, and Michael is the founder of NUPOCC. He talks about in that interview, it's really worth listening to, and also, I forget the number, but Ashley Snyder talks about how she went from the Air Force to Google thanks to NUPOCC. NUPOCC just seems to be a really high-quality networking event for veterans. Now, while the name is around nuclear power, so people who went through the Navy submarine or surface warfare nuclear power program, Michael is awesome in that he really doesn't turn anyone away and exploit that weakness. No, I'm just joking. But it is something to take advantage of, because Michael does a great job of just culling a tremendous array of high quality companies. And their next event from their website is coming up in January of 2018. That will be in Hawaii. I believe they just wrapped up another event in November. But check out NUPOCC. That's the third resource I would recommend for listeners. The fourth resource I have for you is around finances. And finances is a big issue that comes up on the show and when I talk to people who email me. There's a lot of questions around that. And quite honestly, I'll just speak for myself. When I was in the military, it was something I didn't really worry about. I had job security. I had, you know, everything taken care of when it comes to my pay, and I didn't have to pay much attention to it. That is a blind spot, I think, for most veterans that I've interviewed. And so it's great to start buffing up on some of those skills. A resource I would recommend is two sites run by the same individual. That is the Military Wallet and Cash Money Life. That's the Military Wallet and Cash Money Life. Now, if you listen to Beyond the Uniform episode number 61, you're going to hear from Ryan Ginna. And he's going to talk about how he went from Air Force E5 to starting both of these sites and how that became his full-time job, which is an incredible story. However, he'll also talk about different things that he wishes every veteran knew about finances. There is so much you can learn from these sites. It is all free information. So I'd encourage you to start just checking that out, even if you've already transitioned. I'm very fortunate in that my wife is great with finances, and I have outsourced this all to her. But for those of you who don't have a partner who is able to do that effectively, it's great to have that knowledge and be able to have the security and confidence that comes from knowing that your financial house is in order. The fifth resource I have for you is called American Corporate Partnership. Now, I have brought this up on the show. I usually plug them for free, especially in the earlier episodes, and I'm working to interview someone from American Corporate Partners. So if you're listening and you work at American Corporate Partners, please respond to my email. That would be so appreciated. ACP is awesome. So here, I'll give you an extreme example. If you listen to Beyond the Uniform episode number 62, I talked to Hank Howard Hughes, who went from the Army and went on to produce and direct a short film that was nominated for an Academy Award. That's the Super Bowl of movies. And one of the things he talks about is how through American Corporate Partners, he was connected with George Lucas, the man who started and in some ways potentially damaged the Star Wars brand. I'm talking about episode 1, 2, and 3. George Lucas was his mentor for a year. I mean, if you can imagine being partnered with someone of that caliber to fine-tune your work and give you advice, you'll understand how 30 minutes of someone like George Lucas's time will save you hundreds of hours. That sort of fine-tuning is incredible. So obviously, American Corporate Partnership does not do that with everyone, but what they do do is they pair you with a mentor in the civilian sector. Once you know what industry you're interested in or functional role, they'll find someone who either has the same background or is doing what you want to do. They'll help you with resumes, with interviews, but most importantly, mentorship. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you know my stance on mentorship, coaching, therapy, whatever you want to call it, the incredible value if you have that courage to get someone who is unbiased and willing to give you candid feedback and advice and help you ask the penetrating and deep questions that are going to help you excel in your career. For those of you who have done a lot of sports, maybe if you've played tennis and you've had a tennis coach, you understand if someone's a really good tennis coach watching your stroke and there's a quote that the difference, actually this is worth sharing. There's that. So, one of the world's foremost surgeons, plastic surgeons, said that the difference between, you know, exceptional beauty and just ordinary is 4 millimeters. It's literally like a 4 millimeter incision he'll make if he's doing, let's say, a facial surgery or some sort of cosmetic surgery. Just 4 millimeters of difference makes such a big difference. If you play golf, you realize that 4 millimeters in the difference of a swing makes the difference between world-class professionals and amateurs. Just these little tiny tweaks. And mentors and coaches are the ones that can look and help you make those 4 millimeter differences that will make the difference between a world-class career and something average. So check it out. It's completely free for veterans. American Corporate Partnership is the fifth resource I would recommend. Number six, and again, there is no significance in this order, but number six is Hire Heroes USA. Hire Heroes is a great program. I learned about them in episode number 105 with Nathan Smith, who is the COO or Chief Operating Officer at Hire Heroes USA. That's a great episode if you're thinking about operations, role of COO, or why you might go into a public service like Hire Heroes. But it also talks about the resources and guidance that Hire Heroes USA provides to veterans. And there's a lot of ways in which they can help you. Check out their site. Check out those resources. But it's a great and another free quality program to help out veterans. Number seven, I'm also working to get someone from this one on the show, is what is on LinkedIn. It is a group, the Veterans Mentor Network. They have over 100,000 veterans on this group. I believe you have to apply. You have to send a message. If you type in for groups, you'll be able to send a little note to become a member. What I admire about the Veterans Mentor Network, it is very active. If you post a question, you will get responses within, you know, a day, if not sooner than that. And so I think it's great to check out. I think it's always great to, you know, for all of these resources, always take advice with a grain of salt. You know, look at the person giving that advice. And but I think I've heard great things about the Veterans Mentor Network. They seem to have really quality contribution and quantity of contribution, and they do an effective job at answering any question you may have about the transition. For number eight, I'm going to group in three different resources and get away with one. That allows me to say 15 instead of 17 resources, which is a little bit more tidy of a title. But I'm going to group these around rotational programs. I am a big fan of rotational programs. In many ways, for many veterans, I would advise this approach over traditional grad school. And that's, you know, obviously not applicable for everyone, but for many people, you can go into a rotational program and either for a very short amount of time or while making money, you'll be able to shift through an organization, you know, start to understand the different functional groups in the organization and get a feel for what you might want to double down on and focus on for your career. The first of these rotational programs is one that is called Tradecraft. Now, I heard about this in episode number 26 with Rayanne Pei. It is a startup prep course. Rayanne went to Tradecraft directly from the military and eventually ended up at Facebook. And in this regard, I think it may be better than an MBA, Masters of Business Administration degree. It is a 12-week tech immersion program. They have tracks that include sales, business development, user experience, growth, but it's kind of like the deep dive in the practical skills you need to understand the tech space, to apply and achieve a job in that space. The reason why I think it might be better than MBA for many of you is that it's 3 months instead of 2 years, so less opportunity cost. It is, I forget the cost, but it's certainly less than an MBA program. And if you know you want to go into startups, it's very targeted. And that can be great. You know, MBAs in particular are very broad in general for most things. So if you really want to, you know, hone a trade, Tradecraft is one to consider. A second rotational program is JP Morgan. That is a finance company, very well respected, but they have a rotational program that seems to be very effective. And if you listen to episode number 32 with Brooke Jones-Chinenti, I really need to learn the pronunciation of all my guests' last names. That's a little embarrassing. But Brooke talks about the JP Morgan rotational program. There's some links in the show notes for that too. And then the third one is GE or General Electric's Junior Officer Leadership Program. In episode number 42, I talked to Shao Li Bro. Shao Li talks about the GE JALP, and Junior Officer Leadership Program, how it's a great rotational program, especially for junior officers. And this is not extensive. Goldman Sachs has a similar program. Pepsi and Coca-Cola have leadership programs. They all love vets too. But I really like that thought. You know, usually these are like a year or two program where you rotate every several months into a different group. It's a great way to just get a sense for what you might like within a certain company. 9 on the list of resources. The next couple ones are going to be a little bit more geared towards tech and entrepreneurship. But the 9th one I would recommend is Bunker Labs. They seem to be doing some really great stuff with entrepreneurship. And if you go into their website, you will see that they are in almost every single major city. They have good programs. They have a good network. And if you listen to Beyond the Uniform episode number 38, I interview Chris Shaw. Chris talks about his experience with Bunker Labs, I believe in New York. He's a founder who is also an advisor and a director of their New York office, or was at the time. And I just hear great things about Bunker Labs. They seem to be very proactive and a great resource if you are interested in starting your own company. The 10th resource in this vein is Breakline. Breakline Education, I interviewed Bethany Coates, their founder. She's not a veteran, but is doing a lot to help veterans. Episode number 54, she talks about Breakline. And they are an application-only process. I believe the fee for 1.5 weeks is $150. That is very clearly a nominal fee. It is just, you know, just to get your commitment, because that does not cover what they provide, which is, you know, hour and a half online classes and then in-person immersive program where you hear from a variety of speakers. You go into companies like Facebook and Google and see what it's like. It is the Silicon Valley backstage pass, all access included. And they just, at the time of recording here, I believe they just wrapped up. They had a November 6th, 2017 deadline. Their next class is starting January 29th. Keep a look on that. Even if you had to take a week and a half of vacation, it's worth applying, because if you get in, I think it will really accelerate you in that path of technology. Resource number 11, I haven't had anyone on the show yet from Boots to Business, but I came across them and it seems like a quality program. It is a 2-day program instead of Breakline's 1.5 weeks, but it's a 2-day program, which is a little bit more bite-sized and digestible. The Small Business Association, or SBA, sponsors this program for startups. So I haven't spoken with anyone yet who does it, but from what I see, it seems like a quality program worth checking out. Resource number 12 is Patriot Bootcamp. They provide 3-day events. The next one from their website is going to be in February 2018 in San Antonio. Check out Patriot Bootcamp. I don't think I've had anyone on the show from them yet, but I will try to do that. They seem like a very quality organization helping veterans in entrepreneurship. All right, we are down to the final 3, and the grouping for these 3 I think is applicable to every single veteran. If you have listened to my skills episode around the 6 basic human needs, one of those that I think is very common for veterans is connection, really feeling connected with our coworkers, with our team, with our unit. And another even more important one is contribution, the need to feel like we are making a difference. And the reason I bring this up is that for those of you thinking about transitioning, those are 2 needs that 90% likely are not going to be met in your transition. You're going to lose, whether you realize it or not, you will lose an incredible connection with a lot of different people around you, the plug and play, peer group and community, and even more importantly, family that we had with our unit, team, ship, whatever it is for you. And you're also going to miss that sense of contribution. Many of the guests I've had on my show in the last 130 interviews talk about how unexpected that was, this sense of purpose and mission and knowledge that they were using their life and skill set to improve the lives of those around them, to contribute to their country, their families, their cities. And so I think it's very important to anticipate this. Even if you're listening and you think that sounds silly, I can just attest from my own experience and from the experience of nearly everyone I've interviewed that these are two things that you are going to sorely miss for a period of time during that transition. So three different organizations that I wanted to highlight. My intention on this is to help you fill that need for connection and that need for contribution. So the first of these, and 13th on the list, is Team RWB, or Team Red, White, and Blue. Now, in episode number 108, I speak with Garrett Cathcart, who works with Team RWB, and he talks about their work. So it's great doing a deep dive by listening to that episode, or at least skimming the show notes on beyondtheuniform.io. Team RWB works in 43 cities and 213 national organizations throughout the nation. In any given week, at one of these locations, they're going to be having local events where anyone can participate. They do things like yoga, CrossFit, rucks, hikes, pub trivia, bowling, but lots of quality events, some geared towards service, but all of them geared towards connection. And if I were transitioning today, I think, you know, once I knew where I was going, I would definitely look them up and, you know, give them two or three events to get to know people and start to establish a local network. It makes a big difference psychologically, personally, and professionally. There's a lot of good that comes from these organizations of meeting people, telling them what you're looking for, and they will do their best to help you out. So Team RWB is a great one to check out. The next one, and 14th on the list, is the Veterans Yoga Project. And in episode 123, I spoke with Dr. Dan Libby, who himself is not a veteran, but he started the Veterans Yoga Project. They have locations throughout the United States. They have free events for veterans around mindfulness, around yoga, around different things that may seem foreign to you, but I guarantee, even if you just listen to that episode and do some of the exercises he goes through on the show, you will feel that impact. You will see the clarity that it brings. You will see the kind of groundedness that it brings. And if you go to those events, you'll find other people just like you, and that's going to meet that need for connection. And the very last one, number 15, last only numerically, but not in quality, is the Travis Mannion Foundation. One of my favorite episodes, this is number 101 with Joshua Jabin. Joshua works as the COO, or Chief Operations Officer, at the Travis Mannion Foundation. He talks about Travis Mannion, the legacy that he left behind. They are an organization that provides ways to volunteer and to serve after leaving the military. They have a great course called Character Does Matter, which trains veterans to educate and mentor youth about character and leadership. I think they are an exceptional organization, and not only will that give you connection with other veterans and with your local community, but I think it'll give you an outlet. It'll give you a vehicle to contribute to the world around you in a way that will at least scratch that itch that I'm imagining the military did for most all of you. So that is my list of 15. It is by no means exhaustive. And if you like this, or if you have things to add or questions or comments, the two spots to go to is either beyondtheuniform.io in the show notes for this episode. There are a lot of links in this show notes. Every single interview I reference, every single resource I reference, just hyperlinked right there. So if you're driving, no need to be writing this stuff down. You can just go there afterwards and click on the link. Also, though, check out the directory section of the website. If you have interacted with these organizations, please leave a review there for that organization. There's like a star rating just to give people a sense. You can leave a little comment sharing your experience. If I am missing organizations, which I am certainly missing organizations, please add to it. And if you know of other veterans that would benefit from that free directory, please send it their way. I would love to get this in front of more veterans and help more people. So that is all for today. I hope you are all doing well. Last plug, if you're able to give that review on iTunes, greatly appreciated. If you're able to check out the events, we will be sending out registration for those events soon. I'm very excited about that. It is a way to have two-way dialogue rather than staring at my beautiful HR Heil PR 40 microphone that I got here. And on that very last thing, if the quality of this audio has been better, if you've enjoyed it more, it's not a change in my voice. It is a lot of changes in the equipment, but I still have 21 days to return this to Amazon. So if you don't notice any improvement, or if, God forbid, there's a degradation in quality, let me know so I can return this and get some sweet moolah back into Beyond the Uniform's very tiny bank account. All right, have a great week. I will be back soon with more interviews with veterans about their civilian career. Have a great week.